Welcome to another episode of The Brand Called You, a podcast and podcast show that brings you leadership lessons, knowledge, experience, and wisdom from thousands of successful individuals from around the world. I'm your host, Ashutosh Garg, and today I'm delighted to welcome a very, very accomplished individual who has been a supersonic fighter pilot and astronaut turned Bollywood star, Mr. Yuri Suri from India. Yuri, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me, Ashutosh.
Yuri is a supersonic fighter pilot. He has been a wing commander in the Indian Air Force. He was the backup trainee astronaut for the Indo-Soviet space mission in 1984, which was a very, very high profile mission. And then he did an amazing pivot and he became an actor in theater and Bollywood. So Yuri, I'm going to talk to you about both your journey as an Air Force and an astronaut, Air Force pilot and astronaut, and your journey in Bollywood. So let's start with talking about your incredible experience as being trained as an astronaut.
So Ashutosh, firstly, let me set the record straight. I was not fully trained as an astronaut. I was the standby trainee astronaut in the sense that, you know, when we finally selected people to get trained for the space mission, we started with 52 test pilots. And that was narrowed down to four. Those four made two teams. One was the main team that got trained in the USSR.
Correct.
And the second team was the standby team, which comprised me and another one called Mike Mittal.
Okay.
So both of us were told to stand by just in case something goes wrong in Russia. Then we'd be rushed to you know, take their places and get further training. Now, there was one squadron leader and one wing commander in each team. I was the squadron leader, so therefore I was standby to Rakesh Sharma. And Mike Mittal was standby to Ravish Malhotra. Now, fortunately for Ravish and Rakesh, both of them sailed through the training without any mishaps. And we never got a chance to get full training as as astronauts.
Okay.
However, we spent that 1 year doing the evaluations and various other things that are connected to space flight. And I did visit Moscow for a long time. And that was the extent through which I got trained as an astronaut.
Okay.
Which in itself was absolutely thrilling, because we underwent certain exercises and certain trainings that we don't do in the normal course of aviation. Like, for instance, very high acceleration that you encounter when you leave Earth orbit and stuff like that. So all those things were brand new for us. And they taught us a lot of things. Like, for instance, when you get trained as an astronaut, there are three aspects to it. One, of course, is the physical aspect, that you've got to be physically fit to be able to take all the vagaries of space. The second is the psychological aspect. Like, for instance, one of the exercises we did was we were shut up in a small room for 3 days and three nights just by ourselves in isolation without any external inputs. The food was lying somewhere in a corner. It used to be replenished by somebody. We don't know. But for 72 hours, we were inside this little cabin without any contact with the outside world. And they were closely monitoring all your parameters, etc. And, you know, seeing how you're shaping up. And those were also early days. If you remember now, Yuri Gagarin went up in 1961.
Correct.
Now, starting from those days, today we've far advanced in space flight and technology. But then these are the basic things that we learn. And the third aspect, of course, is the technology.
Correct.
Wherein you are taught about the spacecraft and how to handle various emergencies and stuff like that. So having said that, that's the extent of training that I did in the astronaut field.
Fascinating. But, you know, as someone who's one of the unique individuals who actually was picked up to be a part of this India space program, I'm sure you followed what's been happening in space. I'd love to get your perspective on how has the journey to space evolved over the years.
Well, Ashutosh, you know, the first time a man went up into space, things were very uncertain. They strapped him onto a rocket and sent him out. And he did one complete orbit of the Earth. 108 minutes, I think, is what Yuri Gagarin went around for and came back immediately. When he came back, Now, this is an interesting fact.
Yeah.
He did not land on Earth along with his spacecraft. Mm-hmm. He actually ejected out of the aircraft and the spacecraft landed separately.
Wow.
Now, this the Russians didn't admit till 1971. In 71, mm-hmm. only they let out this fact that Yuri Gagarin actually ejected from the spacecraft and landed. However, today, in the interim, what happened was that, the space shuttle took off and landed along with all its astronauts on a runway.
Mm.
Recovery procedures have changed. Space flight has changed in terms of extravehicular activity. People get out of the spacecraft now. They venture out into open space with those cold temperatures of minus 455 odd degrees that they have in outer space.
Mm.
You have longer space flights. Now, I believe the longest a person has spent in space is 655 days or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine, compare that to the 108 minutes that Yuri Gagarin flew.
Mm.
So the duration of flight, the distance away from Earth, we're getting into higher and higher orbits. We're traveling onto Mars now. I mean, not a human being, but then soon I'm sure it won't take very long, maybe another 30, 40, 50 years, and people will be landing on Mars maybe.
Absolutely.
Using the moon as a stage, in the sense you go to the moon first, from there take off and go to Mars or whatever.
Mm.
Things are changing very rapidly as technology advances, and technology is galloping, really.
Absolutely.
So the change in space flight is there for you to see.
Mm.
We don't know what's going to happen.
Fascinating. But tell me, Yuri, for the common man, why does space fascinate humanity so much?
Well, for one, it is the charm of the unknown. I mean, you don't know what is there. And there are additional things like floating in space with zero gravity and stuff. Mm. When you look at astronauts, you wonder what kind of human beings are those men. They're doing things which you can't even do in your dreams.
Absolutely.
Space flight is venturing into the unknown, which is why it's so fascinating for human beings.
Mm. And do you see space being commercialized, as now Elon Musk is talking about or Richard Branson is talking about?
Well, for sure. I mean, it is fascinating for us. It was fascinating for us to go to England many, many years ago.
Mm.
And, it is now commercialized in the sense everybody can go and everybody does go and enjoy themselves in countries abroad.
Mm.
Space is a brand new frontier where people would like to go and experience what's happening.
Mm.
And I'm seeing space being commercialized in the very near future. It's already happening. That Elon Musk and, Richard Branson has been up. And, so everybody's trying to get there and see what is this hula-baloo all about.
I know.
It's going to be commercialized very soon, I think, to my mind. It's not
what
very
a great common. Response. What a great response. I spent 8 years in aerospace running Asia for two large American companies, but that is another subject. I'll talk to you some other time. You then decided to move from being a fighter pilot and an astronaut or a future potential astronaut to Bollywood, and you succeeded. Tell me about your journey as a star, but of a different kind.
Never been a star, but thank you so much for having said that. My journey into space started when I was an 11-year-old kid, mm-hmm. when Yuri Gagarin went up.
Mm.
And from those days, I don't know, I've been dreaming of the fact that I'll one day be an astronaut.
Mm.
Now, since I missed the opportunity, missed the boat, I decided to take up another career option.
Mm-hmm.
And in those days, mainly officers from the defense services who retired used to do very cliched kind of jobs. Mm. Not many people ventured out into acting, especially.
Mm.
Some people started their businesses and stuff. I had no business acumen. I didn't really care for a desk job to sit down somewhere and manage security or something like that. So I thought to myself that, I was a musician also when I was a kid, starting from those days, I learned to play the guitar, etc. Mm-hmm. So I decided to get into the world of entertainment, and I didn't know how to go about where to go. I didn't have any uncles in Bollywood or whatever. So I started my life in the entertainment industry in radio.
Okay.
FM radio was just starting. So I gathered some guts and I landed up for an audition where there were these young 20, 21 year olds, you know, vying for the opportunity trying to get on radio. Now, out of those 200 or 300 people that had come there for the auditions, fortunately, I got selected because of whatever the person saw in me. So I became one of the first few radio jocks in India, and I did radio for 10 years. And in the course of that time, I also started doing theater. And because of theater, I got picked up by your namesake, Ashutosh Gawarikar. I'm forever thankful to him. He was making Jodha Akbar.
Okay.
And he offered me the character of Behram Khan in that.
Yeah, I remember that.
Now, I was not very sure of myself in the sense I didn't know how I was going to behave, you know, on, in front of a camera and stuff like that. But I took on the thing and I said, okay, I will do it. And that's where my journey started in Bollywood. And I haven't looked back since then. Done 53 movies and yeah, so if you call that success...
Well, 53 movies is a huge number of movies. And what would you say are some of the changes you had to make in your own outlook to work, coming from a very highly disciplined life as an Air Force officer into what I believe is a very different life as a Bollywood star?
You know, Ashutosh, the core values of work never change. Correct. The discipline that was put into us during service, the somehow that discipline has been a very core learning throughout my life. I think if you apply that to anything and everything that you do, you will most likely not go wrong. So I didn't have to change very much of my own thinking and life lifestyle in the entertainment industry. I applied the same values. I was always on time. I used to dress immaculately. I used to behave myself. I used to conduct myself with dignity. I think all these little things that I learned in the Air Force, they carried me in good stead.
Well said. And what would you say are some of your more memorable roles? And how do you prepare for some of these roles?
I guess the most memorable role was my first role, which was
Behram Khan.
Behram Khan and Jodha Akbar. And how did I prepare for it? You'll be surprised. And it has very little connection with the role, but I read the Akbarnama before I went in front of the camera for the first time. I actually went into the mind of Behram Khan to try and think what was he all about. And he was not cruel. He was only trying to protect the kingdom. He was only trying to protect little Akbar, for whom he was the mentor. So I got myself into that mold of, you know, not being a cruel person, at the same time being a very cruel person, because he couldn't leave anybody. If he captured somebody, he had to kill him, because he was a potential threat forever in life. So I tried to read up all that I could about Behram Khan. I tried to get into his mind. And that is how I portrayed that character. And it was appreciated by historians. It was appreciated by my director. Thank God for that. But this is how I learned how to prepare for a role. And one prepares like this by getting into the, you know, under the skin of that character that you learn all about him. Like, what kind of school could he have gone to? You know, I mean, little things like this, which would influence how he says a particular thing. Or so that's how you prepare for a role. But Jodha Akbar was my most memorable role. Yeah.
And, you know, Behram Khan's role was a tough, if I can use the word, almost a dark role. How do you switch from that kind of a role to maybe a lighthearted role, which you may have done, or, you know, some other kind of roles?
You know, if I think back when I was not an actor, it would probably be very difficult for me to switch from one mood to the other. But you're talking about one role to the other, that takes a long time. There's a transition period of days or months sometimes. But I'm now very adept at crying and immediately starting to laugh. I can do it right in front of you right now.
Amazing, amazing.
So these are learnings that you have.
Well said. So have you also done work on television?
Yes, I have done about 10 odd serials, what you call them, yeah.
Which are some of these ones?
Well, the most famous probably when 24 was made in Hindi.
Yeah.
So I had a key role in that. Anil Kapoor had made 24.
I watched it.
So I was in 24.
Hmm.
And my latest one is a thing called Blood Brothers. It is on Z Network.
Okay.
I've done about 10 of them. I did Peshwa Baji Rao. I did Shivaji. I've been typecast as one of those warriors who always climbs on top of a horse or an elephant and starts to fight. So yeah, I've done a lot of those.
I know, wonderful. But how is it different preparing for a movie versus a long series?
So I guess it is essentially the same. The character preparation is essentially the same.
Mm.
However, a long series is, you need more stamina. Mm. You've got to be that character for a longer time. Now that is one place where it gets a little difficult to do two diverse roles, a dark role and a comic role at the same time. So you've got to stay as that character for a longer period. Because sometimes it takes months to finish a series.
Hmm.
And you can't afford to get out of that character because the moment you do, it shows on the screen.
Hmm.
The preparation is different, therefore, because you've got to constantly read up about the character. You've got to constantly remind yourself that you're that character and stay under that skin.
Hmm. Well said. So a couple more questions for you. How are OTT platforms changing the world of entertainment? Everyone's now sitting and watching at home.
Well, thanks to COVID, people got used to watching a lot of television, a lot of screen time at home. The one thing that OTT has done is that it has given rise to so much more talent that was lying undiscovered. People didn't have the opportunity to act earlier. But now you find that there are so much hidden talent that has come up.
Mm.
I mean, just see the amount of people who have made a name for themselves on OTT platforms.
Mm.
It is, I see the future because how much can you go to a movie hall and watch? You have 15 minutes at home, you switch on to something and you see a nice thing.
Right.
I mean, these are things that are now along with your, you carry them with you in your pocket on your mobile phone and you have 15 minutes somewhere, you just switch on to something and watch something nice.
Mm.
This really is the future of entertainment.
Very interesting, very interesting. So I have time for two more questions for you. My next question is, based on all your amazing things that you've done in life, for our viewers and listeners, what would you say are three lessons you would want them to take away from our conversation?
Ashutosh, number one is that it's in life, it's never too late to start learning something new.
Okay.
You know, be it flying a fighter jet or be it learning the guitar or maybe skydiving. I've done all these things, which is what I'm trying to tell you.
Yeah.
It's never too late in life to start learning anything new. As a matter of fact, if you often ask yourself this question, when was the last time you did something for the first time?
Mm.
You'll find that life becomes a lot more interesting because on a daily basis, you're looking for something brand new to experience.
Correct.
Which makes it exciting.
Mm.
That is one lesson I think people should take away from this conversation of ours.
Mm.
The second one, of course, is when you want to do something new, you've got to be able to believe yourself, in the sense that believe in yourself and say that, yes, I can do it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the first time I went skydiving, I was kind of, being an aviator, having been up to heights, and I'm not scared of heights.
Mm-hmm.
But that probably was the first time that I left an airplane without the airplane wheels touching down. I have to jump out of an airplane, which was, but then it's the belief in yourself that that makes, that enables you to do something and do it well, a new thing. That is number two. And the number three thing, of course, is to always follow your dream. Whatever you dream of, don't let your current situation, don't let your current environment stop you anywhere. Follow that dream. Get after it. See what you have to do to get to that dream and get to it.
Amazing.
That is the only satisfaction in life one can get.
Amazing. And my last question to you, who or what inspires you to keep pushing yourself to do so many different amazing things?
I guess feeling hungry. When you feel hungry and you don't have a job, you do something new.
Okay. Fair enough. Okay. So, Yuri, on that note, and your amazing advice of never too late to learn, believe in yourself and follow your dream, thank you so much for speaking to me. Thank you for talking to me about, you know, you're one of the few people I've spoken to who have done such amazing and diverse stuff, from a fighter pilot to a potential astronaut, to a guitar player, to a radio jockey, to a film actor, to an OTT actor. My goodness.
And don't be surprised if you very soon see me in a rock band, which is my ultimate aim.
Well, we look out for you. I'll tell all my viewers and listeners to watch out for Yuri Suri in a rock band as well. Thank you so much for speaking to me, and good luck to you.
It was a pleasure speaking with you, Ashutosh. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to The Brand Called You videocast and podcast, a platform that brings you knowledge, experience, and wisdom of hundreds of successful individuals from around the world. Do visit our website, www.tbcy.in, to watch and listen to the stories of many more individuals. You can also follow us on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Just search for The Brand Called You.